It's 7:04 from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Federal officials were in Sarasota County this week helping residents get ready for new flood maps. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports it's part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's nationwide initiative to update the country's flood maps.
FEMA's Susan Wilson is in Sarasota helping homeowners and renters navigate looming changes to the area's flood maps. Wilson says she's been assisting local governments and homeowners at similar events all around Florida and even nationwide.
These look like they're going to be well attended, and we've had some really good meetings in Broward County and Palm Beach County and the counties around Lake Okeechobee, Collier County.
The federal agency, as well as some local agencies, set up tables. One station allowed people to look up where their respective houses sit in newly proposed flood maps. Other tables have companies helping with finding affordable flood insurance. Another gives people information on how to appeal their property status if they feel there's something wrong. Joan Peters lives in the Arlington Park neighborhood in Sarasota. She's one of the many people stopping by to check on their property. Peters says this is really important information for her. She says her property is currently in a flood zone because it's near a creek. Peters says if that hasn't changed with the new maps, it could affect her plans.
If the zoning was changed, I might consider staying where I am and maybe building an addition. Otherwise, I'm going to move.
Home builders and landowners also attended the event. Many say these new maps could have a big impact on their businesses. Harvey Wasserman says he was relieved to hear some of his properties in Sarasota will no longer be in a floodplain.
I checked two of them, and the two that I checked, they came out of the zone. I don't know if I've just had luck today or I just bought the right addresses.
Many homeowners in Northport are not expected to be so lucky. More than 20,000 properties are going to be shifted into high-risk flood zones there with the new maps. Sarasota and FEMA officials say the new maps should be in place in about a year. Property owners will have time to appeal any problems with the maps before then. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.